Let's go to Colossians 3:23. Work hard and cheerfully at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. That's Colossians 3:23. I learned that by heart years ago. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as unto the Lord and not unto man, because the Lord is going to give you your inheritance or your reward. And the master you are serving is Christ. Why do we work so hard around here? We're all know here we're working for the Lord. Everything we're doing is unto God. He's going to take care of us, and He blesses us. He blesses us. He takes care of us. In some way or another, God takes care of all of us here at the Ministry Center. I am so grateful that I work for the Lord, that I don't work for somebody else. I'm working for Jesus. Somebody's got to be in control outside of the Lord, and that's why He put me in here. You know, I'm supposed to be the spiritual head or the king of this castle, I call myself. I'm the king of this castle. And so I make the final decisions. You know, sometimes they don't like them, but that's okay. I'm responsible. God holds me responsible. I'm so grateful for what He does. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and the master you're serving is Christ. Verse 25. There's a but and an if. Like I say, every time you see a but and an if together, you better really read it carefully. But if you do what is wrong, you will be paid back for the wrong you have done. For God has no favors. Who can get away with evil? Does God let any of His children get away with evil? No. Unfortunately, you're going to pay the consequence. You may be working for somebody and you may say, well, you know, I will go up behind the building and sleep tonight. I'm on the duty and there is not a whole lot to do, so I'll just hide out for 2 or 3 hours and take a nap. The people do that. You know that? And then they wonder why, especially if they're God's child, they wonder why they get judged or some kind of sickness and disease. It's amazing. I was a manager for a big outfit down at DFW Airport. I'd been having a little trouble with a boiler. I went to this Christian organization and teaching and everything. I got through about 10 and 10 or 30 or 11, whatever it was. And I thought, well, I'll run by the plant. I'll come back by DFW Airport. And so about 12 or 12:30 in the morning, I just walked in, went up top to the second floor on the ladder and walked around the boiler. And there sat with a newspaper in front of me was one of my men. I stood there a minute and I looked and I hollered his name and he tucked that newspaper down. And I said, what are you doing? Oh, he said, I just come up here to check the boiler. So I thought I'd stop and read the newspaper. I said, you read the newspaper in the cafeteria. I said, you don't read the newspaper up here. You work on the job. I said, you know, if we were not a union here at this place, I'm telling you what I would do with you, son. I would fire you. I said, because I know you were goofing off. You were not up here. You were hiding. I said, it's obvious you got on the second floor behind the boiler and hid. I said, there's nobody going to come in this equipment room but somebody like me, and you certainly didn't expect me out here at midnight. But I said, I wanted to serve you notice. You never know when I'm liable to show up. But I said, son, the main thing, if you're a Christian, God is sitting right there with you watching you steal from this company. And I said, you'll pay the consequences. You think you're getting by with something when you're trying to steal from your employer? You ain't getting by with nothing. You're going to pay. I don't want to be one of those. Do you want to be one of those that is one of those sloppy, non-productive people, and yet you call yourself a Christian? I want everybody to think there's the best guy in town. You want something fixed, get him. He'll do the best job in town. But if you treat people right and you do things right, God is the one that's behind you. He's the one that will keep you busy. It's not anybody else. It's just doing things for the Lord. But if you do what is wrong, you will be paid back for the wrong you have done, for God has no favorites who can get away with evil. I want to go to 2 Peter chapter 2, starting with verse 1, and I want to show you some things about what we talked about today, about today's kind of church. 2 Peter 2, 1. But there were also false prophets in Israel, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will clearly teach their destructive heresies about God and even turn against their master who bought them. Theirs will be a swift and terrible end. How would you like to be one of these guys today that's teaching something that's contrary to God's word? I mean, look what he said. But there were also false prophets in Israel, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will cleverly teach their destructive heresies about God and even turn against their master who bought them. Theirs will be a swift and terrible end. Many will follow their evil teachings and shameful immorality, and because of them, Christ in his true way will be slandered. When I was in Amargarda, New Mexico, the pastor there, 400 people, three nights we were out there, and the last night when we got through, he got up before the people there and said, well, I'll say one thing about Thurman. He won't never have a big church. A pastor said that about me. And I'd preached in his church for three nights in a row. He said, you won't never have a big church because you teach it just like it's written. And said, people don't want to hear what you got to say. I thought, wow, I know one that wants to hear what I got to say. You know who he is? God. And I don't care if I please nobody but him. He's the one that's going to give me my reward one day when I get home. It ain't going to be nobody else. I want to obey him and do what he says because I want you to know exactly what he said so the Holy Spirit will convict you and you'll go out and become that loving, sweet, pure, clean, holy individual that he wants you to be. Is that the way to be?
Amen.
Amen. That's the way we want it to be. Many will follow their evil teachings and shameful immorality. And because of them, Christ and his true way will be slandered. So what do? Go out and we live like the devil and tell everybody, I'm a Christian. Don't you tell me you're a Christian if you're living like the devil. You know, if you're going to church and you're out sleeping with somebody, you're lying to somebody, you're cheating somebody, you're living in sexual immorality, don't tell me you're a Christian. You need to get saved. You don't know the first thing about who God is. That's not his word. His word demands purity, does it not? It demands it. Wow. So if I tell you, yes, I'm a Christian, but it's okay. Go ahead and do that. You know, yeah, you can live with that girl out of wedlock. It's okay. God understands. I'm going to tell you, that's not what this book teaches. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. Boy, some of them do that all right. But God condemned them long ago, and their destruction is on the way. You know where those men are going to wind up? In hell. That's exactly right. Their destruction's on the way. For God did not spare even the angels when they sinned. So how do you think you're going to get away with this? If God did not spare even the angels when they sinned, he threw them into hell in gloomy caves and darkness until the judgment day. And God did not spare the ancient world, except for Noah and his family of seven. Noah warned the world of God's righteous judgment. Then God destroyed the whole world of ungodly people with a vast flood. I was in the bank the other day. Somebody said something about something somebody was doing. I said, well, you know, they'll want to quit that as quickly as possible or God's going to kill them. And one of the little girls there, one of the new girls, she said, Mr. Scribner, God would never hurt anybody. He's a God of love. She said, I think God allows the devil to do these things. I said, you don't believe God would ever do anything to hurt anybody? Absolutely not. I said, have you read the Bible at all? Well, yeah, she said, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I said, you ever heard of the flood? Yes. I said, I want you to go home and read the Bible. And I want you to find one place in the book of Genesis before he destroyed it where he said he allowed the devil to destroy the world. I want you to see who destroyed the world. Oh, my goodness. She said, I already know the answer to that. God did it. I said, okay, so this sweet, loving God that you think you knew, now then you're all just all of a sudden finding out that he, because of his anger and wrath, he wiped out the whole world except for eight people. She said, you're right. I said, so now that don't ever tell me again, God won't hurt you. I said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't ever change. I said, so girl, if you get into sin, God will kill you. I said, he's patient and merciful, long-suffering. He won't kill you for doing it once or twice or maybe 50 times. But if you keep going, I said, you're going to get judged. I said, it took 1,000 years for God to judge the world the last time. And it says the intent of everybody on the earth was evil continuously except Noah and his family of seven. So that's the only ones that got saved. Eight people. The rest of them God killed them. Did he not? I don't think the devil's capable of doing what God did there to you. Ain't no way the devil could have done that. God did that. Well, he said he did. Look here, we ain't through yet. Later, he turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into heaps of ashes and swept them off the face of the earth. He made them an example of what will happen to ungodly people. What book are people reading? When they say God's a God of love and kindness, he would never do anything. I mean, right here, boy, right here, he's wiping them out, isn't he? I mean, God, he destroyed the whole world with water, and now we come along after the flood, and we get the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and man, he even tells Lot's wife, he tells them all, don't you look back. And what'd she do? She looked back, and what happened to her? Oh, my goodness, he turned her into a pillar of salt. This God of love would never do this to one of his daughters, would he? Oh, he did, huh? I mean, if he speaks, you better listen, right? Later, he turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into heaps of ashes and swept them off the face of the earth. He made them an example of what will happen to ungodly people. So if you're ungodly today, and do we have any ungodly people in America today? Oh, my goodness gracious, we have them everywhere. I mean, it's awful, the people we have and the wickedness that we have. I mean, it's just amazing. Verse 7 and 8. But at the same time, God rescued Lot out of Sodom because he was a good man who was sick of all the immorality and wickedness around him. Yes, he was a righteous man who was distressed by the wickedness he saw and he heard day after day. Verse 9 and 10. So you see, the Lord knows how to rescue godly people from their trials, even while punishing the wicked right up until the day of judgment. Wow. Is he going to take care of us? Yeah, right up until the rapture, right? And then he'll take us out. It's going to happen. He is especially hard on those who follow their own evil, lustful desires and who despise authority. These people are proud and arrogant, daring even to scoff at the glorious one without so much as trembling. I mean, a man's got to be stupid, completely, totally stupid to do that to God. He does not know him. He has no idea of who he really is.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Make Allowance for Each Other's Faults, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.